Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our next guest is a folk hero himself to sports fans. He writes on iconic subjects, and yes, he's got another one. Our guest, Jeff Perlman, has a new book called The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. Here he is, the myth, the legend, Jeff Perlman. What's up, Jeff?
The dashingly handsome man. You forgot to throw that in there.
I'll make an edit. You know, this is a podcast. Yeah. I could always, like, insert it in there for you. What's up? How are you, Jeff?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm glad you wrote this book because people want to know what's up with Bo Jackson. This is a guy that we really don't see much of here in the last 20 years.
Yeah, Bo Jackson has vanished. He's not a hang in the spotlight guy. I did what I wanted to do. I had a great career, and then off into the abyss, which kind of adds to his mystique, and I kind of appreciate actually.
And I heard that Bo Jackson would not participate in writing this book, and I guess it's nothing personal. It sounds like Bo just doesn't talk to anyone. Is that true?
That is true. I'm sure he speaks to his wife and kids, but I spoke on the phone with him for about a half hour. He was really cool, but he basically said to me, you know, I'm not that interested in talking. I have no problem with you writing a book, but it's not my thing. So I just dug deep, 720 interviews and 10,000 articles probably, and I got lucky because Bo wrote a book in 1990 called Bo Knows Bo with Dick Schaap. And before Dick Schaap passed away, he donated all his notes, audio recordings, everything from those sessions to the Auburn Library. And I was able to acquire those. So that was a big boom for me.
How hard was that to get your hands on those, or was it pretty easy?
It was, once I found out about it, it was easy. Auburn was great. They said, we'll send it to you. Just send us money for the, you know, copying fees and all that. And I was like, great, I'm in.
The new book is called The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. Our guest, the author, Jeff Perlman. I noticed as I Googled Bo Jackson, I just saw the top five questions that people are typically typing in, and sometimes this can be a little risky depending on whose name you type in. I figure you know a lot about Bo. Let's get the answer right from the guy that's been researching it. So the first question is, what is Bo Jackson most known for? In your opinion, what is he most known for?
Being an all-star in baseball and a pro bowler in football, the two sports star thing by far, easily.
And is Bo Jackson the most athletic person ever?
Yes, 100%. He ran a 4.13 40 at 225 pounds, won two back-to-back state decathlon championships at Bessemer High School, won the Heisman Trophy, was the number second-round pick of the Yankees coming out of high school, and then the number one overall NFL pick in the NFL draft by the Bucks in 86. So, yeah, no question about it. No question about it, truly.
These are the top five most Googled questions about Bo Jackson. Our guest just wrote a book about him. The next question is, how did Bo Jackson change sports?
Oh, good question. I would say marketing-wise more than anything. I would say the Bo Knows campaign sort of redefined the way athletes are marketed, and it became more about the athlete than the product itself. So the Bo Jackson ads, Bo Knows, it was really about the athlete attaching himself to the shoe, not the shoe being the star of the ad. And that's a big change in marketing.
All right, here's one. What ended Bo Jackson's career? I mean, I'm familiar, but you tell the story.
91 playoff game, Raiders, Bengals. He's running down the sideline. A Bengals linebacker named Kevin Walker grabs him from behind by his leg. Bo's momentum takes him forward. His hip comes out of the socket. He suffers from something called a vascular necrosis, which is a deadening of a body part. And the next day, he's getting a scan, and the doctor points to this black, and he says, you see that, all that black? That's your blood. Mm. And he was never the same. He needed a hip replacement. He played two major league seasons in an artificial hip, but he was never the same.
And the fifth question that America seems to want to know when they Google Bo Jackson is, why did Bo not get into the Hall of Fame?
His stats weren't good enough. He didn't play long enough.
Needed the longevity, for sure. You know, I started thinking more about Bo Jackson here recently, thanks to Deion Sanders, to be honest with you, because he got the Jackson State gig. He seems to be doing a great job marketing that program and the HBCUs. And then coming up like I did in the 80s and 90s, it was like those were the two guys. Though, and Deion, of course, in the record books for being the only player to play in a World Series and in a Super Bowl. He did win the Super Bowl. But was Deion an all-star athlete, in your opinion, in baseball? I guess he never made an all-star team.
No, he was not. He was a talent beyond belief and super fast and dynamic to watch, but no, he was just a solid kind of fourth outfielder in baseball.
And do you think that that Bo sees Deion, and do you think that he's envious at all? Like, because if you look at the athlete, Bo's the better athlete, but it seems like Deion may be cashing in on the brand a little better. But, you know, Prime loves Prime. You know that.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, when he was playing, sure, there was a rivalry when they were playing, but now they're actually friends. Bo's appeared on his podcast. He's they've gone together. So I would say zero. You know, time heals all. Time heals all. Athletes become much nicer after they
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are talking to the sports book slayer. This is a 9-times New York Times best-selling author we have here on the podcast. I want you to confirm that because I just read it on the internet. Is that true in the stat book, 9-times bestseller?
Technically, no. So I've written 10 books. 7 have made the New York Times list. What they do is sometimes they phrase it as New York Times best-selling. The New York Times best-selling author of 10 books, and that is a little misleading because it sounds like I've written 10 New York Times bestsellers. I'm a New York Times bestseller of 10 books, but 7 have made the list, not 9.
Yeah. We're talking sports, Jeff, so I just want to get the statistics right. So I feel like we've cleared a lot of things up. I got to talk, though, about the hit series that came out early this year. I loved it. I watched Winning Time. I felt like everybody loved it except for the people's that lives were being played out in the actual show. Your thoughts on how it came out when it – I know it was your book. They used some things from it to make – the actual show, but were you happy with the way Winning Time came out?
Let me put it this way. You're me. They say we want to try to make an HBO series out of your book. We're going to make Adam McKay in charge of it. We're going to pay you for every episode. It's going to reignite interest in your book.
Sounds great.
HBO's going to read it. Sounds pretty great. And I love the show. And the show is great. So everything was awesome. It worked out great.
But when you hear a guy like Jerry West say, I'm going to quote him, "The series made us all look like cartoon characters. They belittled something good. If I have to, I'll take this all the way to the Supreme Court." When you saw that quote or heard that quote, what was your feelings about that?
My feeling was, wow, more people are going to pay attention to the show and probably buy my book. He's not going to the Supreme Court over a stupid depiction on a TV show. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. I get it. I get being upset. I get how you feel, but I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. So it made me laugh, to be honest.
And how much of the movie is Hollywood and how much of it is factual, in your opinion, do you think?
50-50, about. I'm totally happy with it. I swear to God. It's not a documentary. That's the thing. I always tell people it's not a documentary.
And cast so well. John C. Reilly is amazing, and Quincy Isaiah coming out party playing Magic. And I thought Adrian Brody did a fantastic job playing Pat Riley. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
Jeff Perlman, our guest. Make sure you get his new book, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. You've written so many great books, and one team that I love even though I'm a Cubs fan, I found myself loving the 86 Mets, and you wrote a book called The Bad Guys Won. And I've obviously heard the stories about Doc Gooden and the Coke and missing the parade. That you told the story of the scum bunch on the plane back from St. Louis. But were the Mets really the bad guys, or were they just misguided, you think?
I would say neither. I would say they were actually really fun, young. They were bad guys in the context of they wore the black hats in baseball that year, and they liked to fight, and they liked to go out and drink. And obviously drugs were a thing, not just with the Mets at that point, but a lot of teams in baseball. Cocky and arrogant and brash and all that stuff. But they were also really good. I mean, they won 108 games. They won the World Series. They either broke your heart if you were an Astros fan or a Red Sox fan, or they, you know, just stole your heart if you were a Mets fan. So they weren't bad. They were just rambunctious.
Another book I'd like to bring up, Business Partners with Shaquille O'Neal. You're actually on one of his properties right now. I haven't read Three Ring Circus, but I did order it. So it's on the way in.
Thank you.
But of course, I've heard the stories, you know, Shaq and Kobe going at it all the time in practice. And I mean, it got really dirty when Kobe got in trouble. And then he says, oh, I don't just do like Shaq and pay the women off. I mean, it got real nasty. I could see why you titled it Three Ring Circus. Did you get any a pushback on that book when you put it out?
You know, I actually really didn't. It came out. I finished it before Kobe's passing, and then I was kind of nervous, definitely, when it was going to come out because he had died. And, you know, obviously, I live out here in Southern California. His death was just absolutely crushing for this entire sort of region. I've never seen anything like it, actually. And I thought, well, how are people going to respond to a book that's not incredibly kind to Kobe? And the truth of the matter is, what I learned is I'm a transplant here, is that people knew he was a pain in the butt when he was young, and that he was cocky and arrogant and refused to listen and didn't want to be Batman to Shaq Superman. You know, he thought he was Superman. So maybe I would have taken more grief for it if people weren't already aware of that. But there was young Kobe and there was older Kobe, and young Kobe was difficult and older Kobe was gracious. I was relieved that people could separate the two and see that this book was just about one limited period of his life.
And if you talk to Shaq now about it, he'll tell you he wanted to always be a Laker. Unfortunately, you know, that didn't end up working out in the end, but he was able to snag one up when he went to Miami. And one thing Shaq always tells me is that him and Kobe, best 1-2 punch ever in sports history. Would you agree with that as far as duos on the floor?
I mean, if we're talking sports history, there's a long history. I mean, Ruth Gehrig might have a word to say about that.
Okay.
but, you know, sure, you could make the case. I mean, NBA-wise, you could certainly make the case. I mean, I don't know, you know, Jordan Pippen, were they better than Jordan Pippen? I don't know. They were dynamic. They came along at the right time. They were in L.A. where everything was blown up and hyped up. And what I really think is cool is somehow, despite all their differences in all areas, age, background, et cetera, they were just so ridiculously good, and they were really complementary of each other as players. So even if they didn't get along that great, even if they weren't buddy buddies, they weren't going fishing together, on the court, it really did work.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The talent was so otherworldly.
Speaking of circus, you know, the Three Ring Circus, I highly recommend you go out and get that book and Jeff's new book, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. But we have a circus right now going on in the NBA with Kyrie Irving and him tweeting an Amazon documentary. Now the league is being very defensive, and they have this list of demands. Where do you stand on this issue, and do you think Amazon should be held accountable if, in fact, it's so anti-Semitic, this particular documentary?
Well, it's funny because I am a Jewish New Yorker, and I did grow up a Nets fan. Number one, I think Kyrie's an idiot. Like, I actually think he's an idiot. I don't know how you feel about this kind of genre of people, but my least favorite person to deal with as a journalist is the idiot who thinks he's smart and wise. Like, I'm aware of my own intellectual limitations. And I feel like Kyrie Irving is one of those people who thinks he's a genius, and everything he puts out there is really deep and detailed. And look, I'm challenging the system. And the truth of the matter is, no, you're actually just dumb. You're just dumb. And you think you're smart, but you're not smart. But you're too dumb to realize you're not smart. I find that frustrating. I don't think he's Kanye West. Like, I think Kanye West is actually smart and just awful. And I think Kyrie Irving is dumb and awful. There's a difference. As for Amazon, obviously, I mean, they were unaware of something they were selling that they should have been peddling. That's sort of the byproduct of selling 8 gazillion items, movies, et cetera. Sometimes things slip through and you're unaware of the trash you're peddling. So of course they're responsible. Like, it's a company and they should be responsible for that. But I just find Kyrie, I mean, there's a reason everywhere he goes, people get tired of him. He's just a moron.
It's ironic that you use the term idiot, because Shaquille said the same thing on NBA on TNT, followed by Charles Barkley saying just about the same thing. Although Shaq did follow it up with saying he just doesn't like anything that players do that's going to divide people. He's not a big fan of dividing our society. But what's happened in the a portion of the black community, they are now saying that he's, you know, buck dancing and all these different terms, that he's bowing to the white man, and he's according to some African Americans, losing his street cred, if you will. And I just kind of feel for Shaq, because I know where he's coming from. He just doesn't want to deal with things that are dividing people. But the clip that they keep playing is him saying, "Kyrie's an idiot." So it's unfortunate.
The problem with social media now is we hear from every single person and every voice, and voices are amplified when they probably shouldn't be. Speaking as a Jewish kid who grew up in a non-Jewish area, people just tend to think, oh, Jews, they just blend in. And obviously it's probably easier in this country being Jewish than it is being African-American. But, just growing up as a kid who used to have, like, pennies thrown at us, and the cheap Jew, and, oh, do you have horns? I'm not even exaggerating this. Oh, do you have horns on your head? Oh, let's throw down a dollar and see if he'll pick that up. Oh, have a $2. You know, like, we grow up with this crap. And my parents used to always say there will be an African-American president and a woman president before there's a Jewish president. Because you hear the words, shyster, shifty, you can't trust them, on and on and on. And these stereotypes are just being, amplified by these people. And to me, it was refreshing to hear people like Shaq, like Charles Barkley.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speak up on behalf of Jews, because we're about 1.2% of America. And if there's a global cabal led by the Jews to take over this country, someone left me out of it, because I'm walking my dog and picking up his poop as we speak. So I don't know. No one gave me the memo.
You're gonna have to get connected with the Illuminati somehow, some way.
Exactly.
Jeff. Our guest here, Jeff Perlman. Make sure you go pick up his latest piece of art. It is The Last Folk Hero: The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. And finally, I just kind of want to wrap up with, I started thinking about athletes that have played two sports simultaneously. Obviously, Dion comes to mind. And then I think of Tim Tebow, who didn't actually make it to the bigs, but he was pretty good at football, I thought, winning a couple national championships and a Heisman. And then I thought he did decent with the Mets. And then also, I know Kyler Murray is kind of a two-way athlete, Russell Wilson. And am I leaving anyone out? Is Bo Jackson at the very top of that pyramid?
Well, Jim Thorpe, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders are probably the Holy Trinity. Brian Jordan did it with the Braves and Falcons and Cardinals, and he was a very good player. DJ Dozier, a running back. I actually think the guy, weirdly, who doesn't get enough respect is Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Who famously played baseball. And the reason I think he gets a little shafted on this one is he hit 202 with AA Birmingham back when he played with the White Sox organization. And there was the infamous Sports Illustrated cover, Bag It Michael, that he was embarrassing himself. And what I always thought was missed is he hadn't played baseball since high school. He was 6'6", so he had this enormous strike zone. He hit 202 in AA, and AA is high-level baseball. Like, if you gave me 500 AA at-bats right now, I'd probably hit .001. Maybe I'd accidentally make contact, and the pitcher would trip trying to get the ball. Like, that was an achievement. And I always thought people dogging that really missed the point.
Our guest, Jeff Perlman, go pick up his new book, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. And then lastly, do you have a name or a concept? I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but maybe we could get a sneak peek as into what is in Jeff Perlman's mind for his next chapter or his next book.
I'm going to write a book about Kyrie Irving performing brisses and bar mitzvahs and call it the ninth miracle of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm still...
You haven't gotten that far.
I have ideas, but I'm not there yet. I'm actually taking a nap, life nap.
All right, man. We'll get some Z's, and we'll catch up with you soon. I'll be looking forward to reading the new book, The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson. Our guest, Jeff Perlman. Thank you so much for your time, my brother.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.